This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. At least six people were killed in a deadly stabbing attack at a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
A man's been fatally shot after stabbing at least six people to death in a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. The suspect injured many more, including a baby, and footage from the scene shows scared people streaming out of the mall. New South Wales police confirms the threat is over, and during a press conference about the investigation and the suspect, Police Commissioner Karen Webb says the incident is not believed to be linked to terrorism.
If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Addressing the public after the attack, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese praised the police inspector who took out the suspect at the scene.
She is certainly a hero. There's no doubt that she saved lives through her action.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Israeli Chief Military Spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said in a statement released by the Israeli Army on Saturday that Iran would bear consequences for any escalation in the region.
Iran will bear the consequences for choosing to escalate the situation any further. Israel is on high alert. We have increased our readiness to protect Israel from further Iranian aggression. We are also prepared to respond. The Israel Defense Forces prepared for all scenarios, and we will take the necessary steps, together with our allies, to protect the people of Israel.
The statement was sent after the statement was made in reference to the seizure of a vessel between the United Arab Emirates and Iran. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives passes reauthorization of a key U.S. surveillance program after days of upheaval over changes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagoo says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More than 40 people remain stranded in cable cars high above a mountain in southern Turkey 19 hours after one pod hit a pole and burst open, killing one person and injuring seven. The accident occurred around 5:30 p.m. Friday just outside the Mediterranean city of Antalya. The director of the search and rescue agency said 128 people had been rescued, but 43 remained suspended in the air on Saturday. Scientists have found that coral bleaching is occurring in deeper waters, including in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. Olivia Zolino from Reuters has more.
Coral bleaching is occurring in deeper waters, according to Louise Rocha with the Californian Academy of Sciences. Despite its extensive protection, Rocha said the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park is dying because of uncontrollable factors.
When I see it happening in a place like that, it is what stuns me the most. It's that there's very little we can do about it as individuals.
The last global mass coral bleaching event saw the Great Barrier Reef lose nearly a third of its corals from 2014 to 2017. This year appears to be following a similar trend, with reports of extensive bleaching across the Caribbean and the entirety of the Great Barrier Reef.
If the bleaching continues the way it is, 50 years from now, so right now we're facing like a big decline in populations. 50 years from now, we might be facing extinction.
Olivia Zolino from Reuters. It's water festival time in Thailand, where many are marking the country's traditional New Year, splashing each other with colorful water guns and buckets in an often raucous celebration that draws thousands of people, even as this year the Southeast Asian nation marks record high temperatures causing concern. The festival is a three-day shindig that starts Saturday. The holiday is also celebrated under different names in neighboring Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos. The festival usually falls on the hottest day of the year. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.